Begin the Karat Dav Masechta Bava Basa Daf Lamed. Begin on the bottom of Chavtes Mbeis, two lines up in the bottom of the Yamed, where the Gemara continues the discussion from the previous Daf. That is, the Gemara had introduced, which is going to be a series of different incidents regarding halachas of Chazaka that come out from those stories. Now, the first one was regarding someone that told his friend, "What are you doing in this house?" So he says, "What do you mean? I bought it from you, and I've been here for 3 years, and that I've created a Chazaka already." So in that, the original owner says to him, "What are you talking about? All this time that you were living here in this house, I was living in the inner chambers. And therefore, you never created chazaka. Chazaka is only if you were here by yourself, which that proves that you bought it from me. Here, what does that prove? I just let you lounge around in my outer rooms. It doesn't prove anything." So Rav Nachman said to the Lekech, "Zil bara chalaska. You're right, you have to prove. You never really had a full-fledged chazaka until you could prove beyond a doubt that you were the only one there and that the original owner wasn't there anymore because he sold it to you." And that Rav responded and disagreed with Rav Nachman. He says, "What do you mean? To the contrary, it's hamoitzi mechaver levarayah the other way around. And that is because we assume that when witnesses say that this guy was a muchzik, we assume, without them clarifying, that he was there and he had full possession. Now, the original owner who's claiming, and we only heard about this now, that he was there all this time, he wants to undo that chazaka. He's being mighty from the lekech. It's on him to prove the onus, and therefore it's actually not the responsibility of the lekech. Until we know otherwise, actually, it's going to remain a chazaka, and the original owner would have to prove that he was there all along. So the onus is on him, according to Rava, according to Rav Nachman, the onus is on the machzik, on the lekech." And that asks the Gemara. V'rami d'Rava d'Rava. Rav Nachman seems to be a contradiction from both of their opinions, where they say the exact opposite in a different machlekes, as the Gemara brings. Tahu, because there was a certain person, as we continue top of Lamed Amud Aleph, the Omele Lechavri, that said to his friend, as follows, he said, "Kol nichsei de bei bar sisin, all the properties of the household of bar sisin, which is known as the bar sisin collection, mizamnin aloch, I'm going to sell you." In other words, he was telling him, all the properties that I had bought from that person whose name was bar sisin, all those properties, which could be was a prized type of land, I'm going to sell to you. Now, says the Gemara, Haviyahi Ari, there was a certain piece of land by the seller, Davimikri de Bei Bar Sisin, which was called, that's what they would call it, that this was the property of Bei Bar Sisin. Now, it wasn't clear if the reason why the Meicher, that piece of property that he had that was called Bei Bar Sisin, was because it was one of those properties that he had bought from Bei Bar Sisin, and that's why it's called like that. Or no, that was always its name. Nothing to do with that Bei Bar Sisin. It had that name that actually this person had inherited from his father. He never bought it from Bei Bar Sisin. But that was the name that this piece of property had. So it wasn't clear why this one piece of property that he had was called Bei Bar Sisin. So Amalei, so the seller said to the purchaser, to the consumer, "Halav de Bei Bar Sisin he? Oh, this piece of property? That's not from the Bei Bar Sisin collection. Vikruhu de Mekarya de Bei Bar Sisin. It's just that people called it that. For some reason, it had that same name, maybe an ancestor, who knows. But it wasn't from those properties that I had bought from Bei Bar Sisin, and therefore it's not included in the collection that I sold you of lands." Asla kamed Rav Nachman, so they came in front of Rav Nachman to ask him. So he told me he sold me Bei Bar Sisin. This one was always called Bei Bar Sisin. Now he's claiming that it just had that name, but it wasn't from those that he had bought from Bei Bar Sisin. What's the halacha? So ukma biyad delekech. So Rav Nachman went and put the ownership, the rights of this property, by the consumer. Whereas the Gemara will explain shortly that Rav Nachman holds that it's incumbent upon the seller to prove that this was not from the Bei Bar Sisin that he had bought and that it just had that name. Until he could prove that way, Rav Nachman said it belongs to the consumer. On that, Rav disagreed with Rav Nachman. He said, "Dina hachi, what, that's the law that you're going to go ahead and remove out of doubt from the seller who's the muchzik and give it to the lekech? What do you mean? To the contrary," says Rav, "Hamoitze mechaveroi, the one who wants to remove from his friend, who that's the lekeach, olav harayah, it's coming upon him to bring proof as to merit it, because until he could prove that this is from the Bei Bar Sisin collection that this guy bought from, he's going to lose, because he wants to take it away from the seller. Who said it's part of what was sold? You want to say that it was? You have to bring the proof." Therefore, he disagrees with Rav Nachman, who says that the onus is on the Meicher. Rav said, no, the onus is on the Lekech. Says the Gemara, Kasha d'Rava d'Rava. So Rav contradicts himself from the previous halacha. And Kasha Rav Nachman contradicts himself. Because in the previous case, from the previous Dav, Rav Nachman said, when the Lekech went and made a chazaka, and the seller was claiming that, I was here all along, what did Rav Nachman say? He said it belongs to the Meicher, where it's a similar type of a case where we're not clear regarding the Likeach's Kinyan, where in that case there's a Chazakah. Here it's regarding what he had purchased from the Beibar Sisson. Rav Nachman over there says it remains by the Meicher. And yet over here he's saying that it goes to Likeach. Rava said that it actually goes to the Likeach, and he said actually the opposite of what he says over here. Both of the, he says Hamoitzi Meicher Balabaraya, but there he says that the Likeach is the Muchzik and the Meicher is being Moitzi. And here he says the opposite, where here he says that the Meicher is the Muchzik and the Likeach is being Moitzi. So therefore, we have contradiction in both Rava and Rav Nachman from these two incidents. Says the Gemara, it's not difficult. The Rava Lekasha. The Rava is not a contradiction, because the truth is, he holds that it always remains in the domain of the Muchzik, of the one who is possessive. Now, but which one is the Muchzik? Is the original seller, the original owner of the Muchzik, and the new guy is being Maitzi? Or like he said in the previous case, where the new guy is the Muchzik and the original guy is being Maitzi? So the Gemara says it's not difficult, because Hasam over there in Bar Sisson, Meicher Koi B'Nichse, the seller is in possession of his properties. Now, what happens is that the consumer wants to say, wait a second, that other piece of property is also called Beibar Sisson. But who's the Muchzik? The Muchzik is the seller. You want to take it away from him? Oh, so upon you is the proof. Therefore, Rav said, not like Rav Nachman in this second case, that he said that the Lekeach has to bring a riot. But hacha lekeach koi benichse. But here in the previous case from the Gemara in the previous daf, where who is the muchzik right now? The muchzik is the new guy, the consumer. He's been here. He has witnesses that prove that he's been here for 3 years. Now the original owner comes and he makes a claim that he's always been there. Okay, so you want to be mighty from the muchzik, because the muchzik is now the lekeach. So therefore, the proof is coming upon the meicher. So it doesn't contradict. Depends who's the muchzik to say who's going to be the mitzi. So in the previous daf, the mitzi was the meicher, and here the mitzi is the lekech. So Rava is not a contradiction. And Rav Nachman, namal like kasha, and Rav Nachman is also not a difficulty. Because over there, kivin d'amal leidei beibar sisson, since when the seller had said, I'm going to sell you the collection of lands that I had bought from beibar sisson. Now, moreover, umakaria, and everybody calls the Beibar Sisson, everyone calls this piece of property also Beibar Sisson. Now, it definitely would seem that why is this property also called Beibar Sisson? Because he had bought it from it was from part of the Beibar Sisson collection. Now, the seller wants to claim and say that I had not bought this from Bar Sisson. So allowed the day, Rami Liglui. So it's a comment upon the seller to reveal and to prove and to bring a proof that this was not from that he had bought, because the assumption would be that this is from the Beibar Sisson, because that's why it was called that. You want to say it's not? So then you have to prove otherwise. You have to prove the Beibar Sisson that it's not from the Beibar Sisson collection and that you had not bought this from Bar Sisson. Now, if he brings witnesses that it was called, it was just only called Beibar Sisson, but it's not from those fields that he had bought from Bar Sisson. So then the halacha is obvious from our Gemara that then it would retain in the ownership of the Meicher, because as the Rashbam explains, then it would be obvious to us that this, that the seller said to the Lekeach, that I'm going to sell you the properties of Beibar Sisson, what he was telling him was, meaning the properties they had bought from Beibar Sisson, not properties that I didn't buy from him, even though it's called that. So the only thing is, but this that it's called that was what's not clear. Is it because he had bought it from him or just had that name? So if he doesn't bring proof, then we're going to assume it goes to Lekeach. If he brings proof, then fine, it won't. So therefore, over here, says Rav Nachman, in this case, the Beibar Sisson, that it's going to go to the Lekeach. Aval Hocha, but over here, meaning regards to the previous Dav's case, regarding where the Machzik had been there for 3 years and the original owner says, but I was here all 3 years, you never created Chazakah. Lo yehei, then the chazaka of the lekech shouldn't be more than elo denokit shtara, like someone who's holding a document that he had bought the field from that guy, bought the house. Mila minle, don't we tell the lekech when it's being contested by the original owner, kaim shtarcho v'kum b'nechse? We tell him, go ahead and validate your document and then take possession of the property, because the seller wants to invalidate and claim that you never bought it. Now, the chazaka of 3 years takes the place of a documentation. As we said in the previous stop, that's the whole conceptualization, the Gemara concluded from Rava, of a of the Chazaka Gimel Shanim, that a person only holds on to his document for that long, more than that we don't require from him. Now, since if the seller would contest regarding the Chazaka, that it's not a Chazaka, so therefore he has to bring witnesses to testify that he had a full-fledged Chazaka, that this guy never lived over there. Because it's not any better than a document. If the seller says that's not a valid document, he would have to be mekayim it. Here also, you have to be mekayim it. And until you're mekayim it, you never have a full-fledged right in the field. And therefore, in that case, Rav Nachman said that it's going to belong to the meicher and not to the lekech. Even though over here he says it belongs to the lekech, because the assumption is that it's called Beibar Sisin because it belongs from the collection of Beibar Sisin. And if he wants to say otherwise, that the seller wants to say that it was just cool like that, he would have to prove otherwise. The Rashbam says that regarding these two incidents, which was a machlekes Rav and Rav Nachman, the halacha is like Rav Nachman because we hold bedini by the laws of monetary law like Rav Nachman, and he says that this is how it's paskin by Rav Chanina Ish Raimi. So therefore, it's not a contradiction between these two opinions of Rav and Rav Nachman. Nothing more continues with another incident that will then illustrate halachas on the halachas of Chazaka. Hahuda amalei lechavrei. Someone told to his friend, "My bayis b'hai besa. What are you doing in this house? Everybody knows that this is my house." So Amalei said to him, "What do you mean? Minach zavante. I bought this house from you. V'chalta shnei chazaka. And I've already consumed years of chazaka. I already filled my quota of proving that this is my house." So Amalei, so the original owner said to the muchzik, says, "Beshuki beroy havya. What do you mean? I was out in the marketplaces very far away on business, place where there's no caravans, and I didn't know that you were here on my property, and therefore I didn't protest." Now, as we learned later on in the Mishnah of Lamed Chesem and Aleph, if let's say that he was in Judea, and the one who was machzik in his property was in the Galil, it's not a chazaka until they're in the same country, in the same region of that government, because then when there's caravans that come and go, so then each one's going to hear about what's going on, so then he's held at fault for not protesting. Or Rashbam says you could say that it's talking about even in the same region, but it's at a time of Chayim where people can't travel, there's a war going on, as the Gemara tells us later on the Perek, and so he says, explains the Ge'enim, which is like the Pirish of the Rach, that this guy's saying that, what do you mean you did a Chazaka? It's not a Chazaka. The only way it's Chazaka is because I wasn't Meicha. I wasn't Meicha because I didn't know about it. Why didn't I know about it? Because I was far away. So therefore, I didn't hear about it. Now, because as Rashbam explains, if it was Tumah in the place where there are caravans that are common, and there's no Chayim, there's no way that a person can't travel on the roads, then actually the seller would not be allowed to make such a claim to say, "Oh, I was far away, I didn't know that you took possession of my field, therefore it's not going to create a chazaka." Because the Gemara tells us later on the Flamachesim Abeis, where we could take possession as a chazaka from someone who fled from his properties. The reason for that is because we learn that from the concept, which is called Mechosh Lebefanav Hav Mecha. And that is, a person, the seller could protest, even not in front of the lekech, which would require the lekech to hold on to his documentation even more than 3 years. So therefore, when the consumer claims that says that, "Well, I didn't know," and we don't believe him, so the same thing goes the other way around too. If this seller says, "I didn't know someone took possession of my land, and therefore I didn't protest," he's not believed, because just like we say that mechosh lebefonim is a mechah because of the concept that we mentioned in previous stuff of chaver chaver islay. What do you mean? A friend has a friend that has sent a friend, and therefore they're going to tell the machzik, and you knew that this guy protested even though he didn't do it in front of you. So the same thing works in reverse. They tell this guy who has a field, who went away far away on business, that someone else is in his property, because since there's caravans that come and go, someone's going to say, "Hey, this guy's in this guy's field." He's going to tell his friend, "You hear this guy's in this guy's field." And it's going to get to that guy even though he's very far away. And says the Rashbam, that's the halacha regarding the halachas. So there must be tulkmat where he's saying, "I was far away. Moreover, that caravans don't go there, so I couldn't have heard that you took possession of my land." And there was not a chazaka. Now on that, Omalei, the machzik said back to the ma'ar, "Wait a second, you're right. If you had told me you were very far away, you never heard about it, you would be right, and I wouldn't have had a chazaka. But va'isli sahadi, I have witnesses who could testify. The chol shat to every single year, have asis tlas in yaymi. You would come back to this town for a period of 30 days. You knew I was here, and therefore you should have been meicham. The fact that you weren't, that obviously proves that the 3 years that I was here is a chazaka, and that it's my field, and I bought it from you." So Amalei, so on that, the meicher, what's called the marikama, the original owner, tells to the lekech, "What do you mean? Tlas in yemi, those 30 days that I would come back to town, b'shukai havatrid. I was busy in the marketplace to sell my merchandise. I was all around the world getting stuff, and I come back to sell and to buy from others. I didn't know that you're living in my house. where, as Rashbam explains, what does that mean? Where was he staying for those 30 days? It's talking about where he had another house in that city, and he didn't stay at all those 30 days in that other house that this guy's claiming that he bought from him, and therefore, that can't prove anything that I didn't protest. I didn't know. I didn't visit my house, even though I was there for those 30 days. Sama Rabba says he's correct. Avad Inish, a person could do that. The Chaltlasinyam, Itard Beshuka, a person could be for 30 days busy day and night with the marketplace, and it doesn't prove in the fact that he didn't protest when he was there 30 days that he agrees to this person's ownership, even though it was for a period of 3 years. And therefore, it's not going to be a chazaka, and the person could go ahead, unless the buyer has documentation, could go ahead and take his house back from that guy. Another story, Ahud Amalei Lechaber. Somebody said to his friend, "My boy is Baha'i Ar. What are you doing in this field? It's mine." Amalei says, "What do you mean? Plani is event? I bought it from that guy. The Amalei that told me the Zavni Minach. He told me that he bought it from you. In other words, at the time of the sale, he told me that he's selling it to me because he had bought it from you already." Now, as Rashbam explains, that since the Muchzik over here did not claim that he had also eaten the produce of this field for 3 years, obviously it's talking about that he even has the sale, the deed, the document that he still hasn't said, that he bought it from the guy who he's claiming sold it to him. But still, the Gemara's conclusion is that it does not belong, even though he has a document showing that he bought it, it does not belong to the person who's holding onto the field right now, but rather regarding, it goes to the Ma'ar, to the claimant. The reason for that is because since even the one who's on the property right now admits that the land was originally this claimant's field, so we don't have to say where if he wasn't machzik in it 3 years. But even if he was machzik in it for 3 years, or even if he's holding a documentation, it's not going to be a chazaka to remove it from the marakama. Now, the reason for that is because this is what's known as a chazaka she'ina matainahu. A chazaka doesn't just help if you're there for 3 years and someone asks you, "What are you doing?" He says, "I don't know, no one said anything past 3 years, but I was here 3 years." It doesn't become his. It only is a siyata, it's a simon that supports his claim that he's saying that he bought it. But here, he doesn't know if this field that he bought from that person was actually bought from the original owner or not. So rather, it's like the halacha when he recognizes by a field which it's not from the person that he bought it, and that it goes back to the one who's claiming that it's his, and then he has to go ahead and get his money from the one who he bought it from, as the Gemara says in Shnei Mechsen, but Metzid Av Tezvav Mabez. Now, so that is what the Gemara is telling us, that even if the Ma'ar, this claimant, doesn't even have witnesses, but from the fact that Amar Lei, he could tell to the Muchzik, "At lav kamaydis, don't you admit, as you continue to Medbeiz, the high ara didihi, you yourself admit that this land is mine. Vatli zeventiminai, and you also admit that you didn't buy this land from me, because even if you would claim that you bought it from me, you don't have a document that you bought it from me, and you don't have a chazaka, that you don't have a chazaka here at all. You only have documentation that you bought it from that other guy." So therefore says that what's called the marikama, the ma'ar, the claimant, he says, "Zil, please leave my land. Lavbal dvarm de diat. You're not my litigant. You're not even someone I have to contend with. And I am a muchzik in this field more than you because you didn't take possession in this field for a period of 3 years. All you have is a document. You bought it from this guy. Who is this guy? You agree that it's mine. You have no way to prove that this guy bought it from me. And therefore, please leave." So Amar Rava, Rava says, "Dina Kamali," that by law, the Ma'ar, the claimant, is telling him rightfully so, because even if he had taken possession of it for 3 years, the halacha would still be that he can get rid of this lekeach from this field. In other words, and we don't say that the lekeach has what's known as a migui. He has a claim that he could have made. He could have said, "I bought it from you, and I've been here already for 3 years, and therefore, even when I say that I bought it from that other guy, who he bought it from you, I should be believed." That says Rashbam, that the halacha would be even there, we would give it to the ma'ar, to the marikama, and it would not be believed. Why? Because the buyer himself doesn't really know if the one who sold it to him bought it from the ma'ar, who's the original owner, or not. Now, therefore, since he admits to the ma'ar, to the claimant, that it was his, so that's what's known as Hoidos Baldin Kimei Edim Domi. The admission of the defendant is like 100 witnesses' testimony. And he also admits that he doesn't know if the one who sold him had bought it from the original owner or not. Because he's not claiming that he that the original, that the one who sold to him had bought it from the original owner in front of him himself. And moreover, he doesn't have witnesses that the one who sold it to him had been there at least for one day on the property, and therefore he loses. Now, the reason for that idea is because if, let's say, this guy had been machzik in the field for 3 years, and he claims that he bought it from this guy who had bought it from you, the original owner, in front of me, in other words, that I know clearly that he bought it from you, then actually, says the Rashbam, he would be believed, what's called a migur, because he could have said that I bought it from you, and I've been here and I ate it for 3 years already, which then he would be believed. Or moreover, if let's say he has witnesses that the seller that he bought it from had been there one day, so that the Gemara tells us later in the Memalvim Beis, that itself would create an ability of a chazak, even if he doesn't have proof that that guy who he bought it from the original owner. Now, but here in this situation, this story, says Rashbam, even if witnesses are going to come and say that the guy he bought it from was there for one day, still, since we don't know if he bought it from the original owner, it's not going to help anything. The reason for that is because since ultimately in this case, this lekeach was not machzik in it for 3 years, and also the first guy does not have any documentation that he bought it from the original owner, so therefore, says Rava, Dina Kamale, that this Mori Kam, the original owner, could go ahead and take it back from this guy, even though he has a shtar, mechira, showing that he bought it from some other guy. He says, who's this guy? This guy never bought it from me. And even if he has a cheskes gimel shanim, but if he doesn't have proof that the guy he bought it from was there for one day, or that he claims that that the original owner had sold it to his seller in front of him, so what does it help? Cheskes gimel shanim doesn't help without a tain, and he doesn't have any legitimate claim to say that it was bought from the original owner, because the guy that he bought it from, and he's here for 3 years, who's that guy? The guy has no rights. No one knows that he was ever there to go ahead and sell it to you, that you should have a chazaka. It's a chazaka she'inim a tain. Nothing more continues with another story. Hahuda amale lechavri, regarding someone who told his friend, my bais b'hai ara, what are you doing in this land? This is mine. Amalei says, what do you mean? Plani zavina, I bought it from this guy, v'achalte shnei chazaka, and I already consumed a chazaka of 3 years in this land. Now, Rashbam points out that he doesn't have witnesses that are there to say that the guy that he bought it from had been there for at least one day. Because if that was the case, then the ma'ar would not be able to claim that, oh, you bought it from this guy, who is he? He's a thief. Because actually then we wouldn't say like that, as we just mentioned this idea before, because then we, the court, would claim for the consumer, as the Gemara says later on, the Aleph and Aleph, that the guy he bought it from was the rightful owner, and then he would be allowed to say, and I've been here, Shnei Chazaka, 3 years. So it's talking about that he doesn't have any proof that that guy who sold him was there even for one day, but he's saying, I bought it from this guy, and I've been here for 3 years already. So Malay says, so the original owner says, Planya Gizlanahu, that guy you bought it from, he's a thief in this field. He never bought it from me. He stole it from me and he sold it to you. What, so you wasted your money on this guy. I'm sorry, but it's my field. So Amalei, so on that, the one who's on the field right now, the Muchzik, said to the original owner, says, you're right. Based on that, maybe you would get the field. But Va'isli Sahadi, I have witnesses, the Asoi Imlechibach, that I came and I took counsel by you. I knew you were the original owner. And this guy's coming, offering me a great deal on this field. So I came to you. And I asked you, should I buy this field? I know you're the original owner. The Martali Zilzavin, and you told me, yeah, go ahead and buy the field. So how can you tell me that this guy stole it from you? Why would you have told me then to go ahead and buy it from this guy? So Amalei, so the original owner says, no, you're mistaken. Hasheni Noyachli, the second person, meaning you, are easier for me to contend with and for me to take you to court and get my field that's rightfully mine back from you. Harishan Kashemen. The first guy, he was really a thief, but he's a difficult guy. I'm not going to go take him to court. He has like lawyers and this and that. I'm not going to be able to deal with him. So therefore, although it is my field and he never bought it from me and he stole it, when you came to ask me, should you buy it from him? I said, yes, because then you'll have paid him and you'll have to deal with him and I'll be able to easily get it back from you in court. But that doesn't prove that this guy that you bought it from had ever bought it from me. Amar Rava, Rava says, Dina Kamarle, that this is rightfully a claim of the Mi'ar and he could take his field back. Now, because as we'll shortly see, although it seemingly is a machlekes admon and rabbanon from somewhere else, they do not disagree only in the case when the claimant had done an action to assist the consumer who bought this field from someone else. That's where there's a machlekes regarding if it could claim that he had never sold it to the original seller or not. But regarding the case that we're discussing over here, when it was just with words, when he just told him, yeah, go ahead and buy it, there, as the Gemara will shortly explain from Rava, everyone agrees that even though that this person already was muxik for 3 years without anyone protesting, he's still going to lose the field. The reason for that is because this chazakah that he has for 3 years is a chazakah she'eini martaina that doesn't have a valid claim. Because he admits that he did not buy it from the original owner, rather from this random guy, from this other person, that he doesn't know if he ever had a portion or a right in this field, even for one day. Now, he cannot claim that, what do you mean? So why didn't the original owner protest within the 3 years that I was already here on this field? Because where do we say that the ma'ar loses if he's quiet, if he's silent? That's only if the guy who's on the field right now claims that I bought it from you. And moreover, I've been here already 3 years, because up until 3 years, a person's careful in his documentation, but more than that, he's not careful. And therefore, then we shift the responsibility to the ma'ar. But here, he didn't protest, and in this case, and therefore generally where if he didn't protest and this guy wasn't careful, so then the original owner is going to lose. But in this case, where the machzik admits that he didn't buy it from the mi'ar, we all know that he was the legitimate original owner and that he had bought it with witnesses. So since he doesn't make such a claim, so the mi'ar does not lose his strength by being silent, because it's chazaka in a place of... What's the whole concept of a chazaka? Chazaka takes the place of the documentation, of the shtar mechira. Now, since even his documentation wouldn't help, that he bought it, because what's the documentation? He bought it from this random guy? He bought it from a gazlan. So who cares that you have a documentation? So to the chazaka doesn't do anything until we know that the guy that he bought it from had bought it from the original owner. So therefore, says Rava, he rightfully could tell him that even though I told you to buy, that doesn't mean anything, because I said you're easier to deal with than the first guy. Now, says the Gemara, come on. Seemingly, who is this halacha of Rava like? It's Ka'admon. It's like Admon, which the question is, we don't hold like Admon, we hold like the Rabbanan. Then now, like we learned in the Mishnah in the last parak, in the last parak of Masechet Ksubis, that says the following case. Regarding Ruvain, Ha'ayr al-Asada, he contends regarding a field that Shimon sold to Levi. And Reuben says, what do you mean? This field that Shimon sold to Levi, Shimon stole from me. Now, moreover, Rava, who's contending, he himself was v'chasim alav be'ed. He himself had signed as a witness on this sale document that Shimon wrote to Levi. Reuben was one of the witnesses with another person signing that he's testifying that Shimon sold this to Levi. So on that, Admon says, doesn't make a difference. Reuben could say, Hasheini, the second guy, meaning Levi, Noyachli is easier to me. Harishin Kashimena, the first guy was difficult for me to contend with, even though I still claim he stole it from me. And therefore I signed to let it go over to Levi to transition to him, that I could contend with him. But it doesn't prove that I admit that it was really Shimon's to sell, even though I was one of the signatories. But Chacham said, no, he lost his right. How can you say that Shimon's was never Shimon's field, because he stole it from you, and yet you yourself signed as a witness on the document of Shimon selling it to Levi? So obviously the halacha of Rava is like Admon, not like the Chacham. So how could Rava say this halacha if we hold like the Chachamim? And therefore he should have lost his rights if he told him to buy it from this guy. We see that he's agreeing that it wasn't stolen from him. So I think Gemara says, no, afilatim Rabban, you could even say that Rava is like the Rabbanan. Because Hasam, in that case, in that Mishnah b'dei Masechet Ksubis, Avad le'Maisa, there the Ma'ar did an action where he himself signed. That already proves that it must have been that it wasn't stolen from you. Avol hacha dibur, here all he did was speech. So then, regarding such a thing, avad inish demikri v'amr, that could happen, that a person could go ahead and just go ahead and say something where it would make it easier for him. But that wouldn't prove that he had actually sold it to that guy, and he could still claim that it was stolen from him, and therefore he can go ahead and take it back from this guy, even though this guy shows that he bought it from this guy, and it was muksik, it doesn't help, it's a chazaka, shayna matayin, and it goes back to the original owner. Similar type of a case, hahud amale lechabri, someone told his friend, my bayis b'hai ar, what are you doing in this piece of land? This is my field. Amale says, miplani zvint, I bought it from that guy, v'chaltish nechazaka, and I already have been eating this for more than 3 years, no one ever said anything, and I don't have my documentation anymore, this is mine. Amale, so the original owner says to him, this guy sold it to you? Plani gazlanahu, that guy's a thief. This was always my field. He sold it to you? That has no validity whatsoever. Give me back my field. So Amale, so on that he says, okay, fine, you can make such a claim. But va isli sahadi, I have witnesses. The asis beurta va amritli, you came at nighttime and you told me zavni nahali, sell it to me. I mean, you came to me and you wanted to buy it from me. Now, if it was really yours and the guy that sold it to me, you never sold it to him, so then you should have taken that guy to court and gotten back your field for free and not have wasted your money to buy it back from me. Obviously, that proves that you had sold it to him and therefore you wanted to buy it back from me. So Malay, so the original owner says, no, that's not the case. Amina, I said in my heart that it's better for me that Ezvun Dinoi, that I should go ahead with a small amount of money and buy the land that's rightfully, what's the word, Dinoi, rightfully mine, and that I shouldn't have to go through the effort and go through court. It's not a pleasant experience to go to court. That's why I offered you to buy it from you. But truthfully is, that's really mine, and give it back to me. The fact that I wanted to buy it from you, that's because I didn't want to go through the court to go ahead and have to prove and get my field back for free. It was worth it for me, spend the money, and get my field back. Amar Rabba. Rabba says, he's correct. Avad Inish, the Zavan Dine. This is normal for a person that's a good type of person, someone that's an innocent type of a person that doesn't want to fight, that even someone that's really his, he'll go ahead and he'll spend money to get back what's his without having to go through machlekes and fights and dintairas, and therefore he could still claim that it's really his, even though he wanted to buy it from that person who bought it, from the guy who's claiming he stole it from him. Now, the Rashbam brings from the Rach that he explains these words of the Gemara that Amina Lemizman Dinoi. Not that I was going to say I was going to buy what's rightfully mine, but I was going to, the word dinoy is I was going to buy like fights. In other words, that even though it's mine, but I still would not have been able to get it from the one who had stolen from me without fights and dini tayra and litigation and so on. And therefore, I was going to buy my way out of all these fights with these monies, even though really the thing is that really it's mine, and therefore it still doesn't prove that I was going to buy it, that it's not mine. Never says Rabbi, he can make such a claim, and he gets back his field without requiring to pay for it, and this person's chazaka didn't mean anything because he bought it from this guy who we don't know that he was even there for one day, who the original owner is claiming that he's a Gazlan. Another incident. Ahuda Amalei Lechavri. Someone told his friend, my boy is Bahayara, what are you doing this piece of land? So Amalei said to him, Meplanya Zavina, I bought it from this guy, and I've already been here many years already, and therefore I wasn't careful anymore with my documentation, and I don't have it anymore because after 3 years, people don't usually hold on to the receipts. So Amalei, so the one who was contesting him said, wait a second, V'honikit Nishtara, I have a document that's written in it, the Zabnili Minei, that I bought from the seller who sold it to you, Ha'arbishni, that already from 4 years, in other words, that I had bought it from the seller 4 years ago, and it comes out that my purchasing predated your chazaka by a year. Now, and you never bought it from me, so therefore, though you have a chazaka that you've been there already 3 years, it's a chazaka she'ina matayna that has no claim, because the seller could not have sold it to you, because he already sold it to me a year before. So even though you're claiming that you bought it from him 3 years ago and you have a chazak for the past 3 years, look at my document. Mine says 4 years ago. So he couldn't have sold it to you and you never bought it from me. So your chazak has no validity whatsoever. It's my field. So Amalei, so the machzik said to the one who is contending him, he says, wait a second. Misavit, did you think this that I said, shnei chazaka, that I have been there already years of chazaka, that tlash shnei kamina, that I said precisely that I've been there only 3 years? No, shnei chazaka tuva kamina. I said that I've been here years of possession. I've been here actually many years. That actually my documentation, which I don't have anymore because I've already been here so many years, and that people don't hold on to it so long, was actually before your documentation. And actually I have witnesses that have been there all these years, as the Gemara will shortly explain. Now, however, the reason why when I told you, when you said, what are you doing over here? I said, I've been here years of chazaka. I didn't know that you're going to come with a counterclaim and say, well, look at my document. Mine's already from 4 years ago, that I'm going to have to go back and explain and say, oh, okay, but I didn't mean just 3 years over here. I've been here for many years. And therefore, that's why I said shnei chazaka, but really I've been here even before your documentation. I've been here many, many years. And therefore, my chazaka is even before your documentation, and it's still going to be my field because I'm the muhsik, and I have witnesses who could prove I've been there all these years. So Amar Rava. Rava says that he's correct. The one who's the muhsik will maintain the ownership of the field because avidi inchi de karu l'shnei tuva. It's normal for someone to call many years shnei chazaka, that I've been here years of possession, without specifying amount of years, and therefore, if someone else, like in this story, is going to come and claim later on and say, well, wait a second, you know, I've been here already 4 years already, that he can then counterclaim and says, but I've been here many years, even more than 3 years. And what that is, what Rav is alerting us to is that that's not considered ta'in v'chayzer v'tayna tayna sacheres. Meaning a person cannot make a claim in court and then change later on to say a different claim, which refutes his original claim. Because as the Gemara tells us later on, that a person cannot come to court and then make another claim that's different to contradict what he had originally said. Rather, then, we've based halacha on his original claim. So, therefore, over here in this situation, when this guy brings witnesses that he's been here for chazakah many, many years, we believe him because this is not considered toin v'chazer v'toin. Because the fact that he said, I've been here years of chazakah, it doesn't mean only 3 years. You could call even 7 years Shnei Chazakah. So when he later clarifies, it's a clarification, it's not a different claim. It's not just that he said three and now he's changing the number. So therefore he's going to be believed. Now, but qualifies the Gemara, Vahanamili, when did we say that he gets to hold on to the field? Is only if he subsequently brings witnesses, the Achla Shva, that he had consumed the field, the produce on this field already for 7 years, the Kadim Chazakah Dahai, that his years of Chazakah have predated Lashtar Dahach, to the sale document of this ma'ara, of this contestant, more already years before. In other words, that the seller himself, in this situation, cannot have sold it to someone else after that this muhsik has been here already for 3 calm years without anyone ever said anything. Because if this guy says he has documentation from 4 years ago, and this guy's bringing proof, who's on the field right now, that he's already been muhsik, he's been living here already 7 years, that means to say that 3 years before this guy even had his document, this guy was already here for 3 years. And therefore, that's a full-fledged chazakah. There, the original seller cannot sell to someone else. It's not going to have any validity whatsoever, because no one was ma'ar for the 3 years that he was there. Then he could go ahead and hold on to it. But as we continue to talk about Lamed Aleph, Min Aleph, says the Gemara, Avol, but if this muhsik doesn't have witnesses, rather that from shis, only from 6 years that he's been here in this field as a chazakah, then actually the law would be that it goes to the one who is holding the documentation from 4 years ago. The reason for that is because ein lecha mecha gedoy lemizu. There is no greater protest than this, because it's the seller who's protesting regarding this muhsik after 2 years that he's been there on the field. Then, obviously, we see from this documentation that the original seller sold it to someone else. Now, for sure, then, the original muhsik should have been careful with his documentation until he would be able to prove that he had bought the field and taken away the document from the second guy and torn it up. From the fact that he heard that there's some rumors going on that this seller, who he bought it from already 2 years ago, sold it to someone else, that's considered a mecha. There's no greater mecha than that, where he's saying that, no, you never bought it, I'm selling it to someone else. So therefore says the Gemara, that the guy could then counterclaim, and it's not a counterclaim, it's just a clarification of his claim that he's been there already chazakah from before this guy who's saying, what do you mean, you're here 3 years? I'm here 4 years ago. And the guy says, you're 4 here? I'm here 7 years ago. So that's appropriate to make such a clarification, but it has to be 7, not 6. Because if he only says he was here 6, which, yeah, it's before this guy's document, but that means that he was only there 2 years before the original seller sold to someone else. That means within those first 3 years, there was a mecha, then you got to hold on to your documentation. If now it was coming 6 years later or 4 years later, and he's coming and the guy's saying that, it's mine, you're saying it's yours, well, where's your documentation? I don't need it. I've been muhsik here 6 years. Not true. Because in the first 3 years, you had a mecha, therefore that requires that you should have held on to documentation, as any case when there's a mecha in the first 3 years. The fact that you don't have it, obviously, you were never boarded, and therefore then it goes to the Baal HaShtar and not to the Baal HaSadah.